B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us from
the Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The show that almost didn't happen.
Oh my gosh. I'm surprised that we're back in the building.
Me too.
I think they should have widened the radius of evacuation.
But now we came back in.
If you're wondering what we're talking about.
We almost died.
No, we didn't almost die, Roy. When I came in this morning, I came into the studio and asked if anybody else smelt natural gas.
It started a whole thing.
And it started, like, literally an uprising in our building.
Well, I came in before you, and I smelt it, and I rolled in, and I said to producer Nicole, who was sitting in here, I go, did you smell gas? She goes, no.
She's sick. She can't smell anything. Her nose is stuffy.
I hear you, but, like, the natural reaction to, like, gas would be like, no, you smell gas? Like,
yeah.
What do we need to do? She was like, no.
I had the same reaction. So Burpee, when I came into work, Burpee at Power 98 was, Roy, you smell gas? And I was like, yeah. And I just kept walking.
I went into Power first as soon as I got in here because they're the closest to the door. And they were like, no, we didn't smell anything. And then I guess they went downstairs and smelt it again and came in here. And Miss Jessica was like, oh, I don't mess with natural gas. I'm out of here.
She went to her car, took her bag, and called 911. Now, she called Nicole, and then she called me, and Nicole didn't answer her phone, and I called her back, and she said, hey, I just talked to 911. They said to get everyone out of the building, so.
And guess what?
I forgot to relay that to Lorraine and Nicole.
Yeah, so we're up here putting best ofs in case the stuff hits the fan and we're out of here for an hour.
Evacuates. The interns are left up here. Listen, in the event of emergency, I'm looking out for me. I love y'all. But I'm out.
So it was me, Roy, Aaron, Jamie, and these guys are just rolling in, you know. And then we're all sitting out there. There's about 12 of us sitting out there by the fire engines. By the way, shout out to Engine 4, Engine 1, Engine 2. They were all here. And Ladder 2.
I don't know.
So they were all outside. And Fly Ty, who works over at V101, looks at all of us and just walks into the building.
Yeah. We're like, don't you see the fire truck?
Didn't ask any questions.
We're like, what are you doing?
Why would you walk in?
Didn't even say, hey, what's the situation? We smell gas. Oh, I'm cool with that. I've been through a lot of that. Nothing. He just looked at us and walked in like... Like it was like ride a fire truck day for Power and Kiss, and he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
Why didn't they evacuate? Why didn't Phil and Mel evacuate?
But I think Phil and Mel knew to evacuate because Mel said she wanted to take her breakfast downstairs.
Well, the fire department came up here, and I think intern Sydney saw them, and they said that they weren't reading anything up here, so we were okay to stay.
And so get this. So then we go back upstairs after we get the all clear, come back on the third floor. We work on the third floor. No gas. I don't smell any gas. There's no smell of anything.
I didn't smell any gas up here. I only smelled it in the lobby downstairs when I came in.
A whole confusion because then the fire department was asking me where the gas smell was, and I was like, I don't know. I think it's on the third floor. Why? And then I was like, I don't know why there'd be gas up there. By the way,
when you walk into the first floor lobby, though, there's a smell there.
Yeah, and that's where I smelled.
Where I smelled it in the breezeway too, even before you got into the building. But sometimes there's weird smells. Sometimes we get lucky, and the bakery has a really good smell. Sometimes you walk in, and it's just like a gross.
Back
kind of
when the club was downstairs, you'd occasionally get a waft of throw up.
I mean,
the sense of the Beasley Media Group in Southend.
Yes. So just to be clear, I may have started this whole thing, but I did not call 911.
Jessica did. Jessica says she's like, I don't play with gas. And you shouldn't. I have a cousin who they smelled gas forever in their like condominium development, and one of the condominiums blew up.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
No one was dead. It was during the afternoon, but he was in the, how about this? He's in the gym on the treadmill, and he looks up for breaking news on the local news station, like the Spectrum News, and it's his neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
And he went home. got his dog, and they evacuated for like 4 days. The gas company up there gave each family member like $100,000.
Oh, did he get $100,000?
Yeah, they all did.
Well, nothing happened to him.
But there is a but they did they were out of their house for like weeks. But they had to repair a major gas line.
Hmm.
Well, by the way, if anyone works for Piedmont Natural Gas, I'm just saying
there's
like
a problem at
1520 South Boulevard. You know,
no, there is a weird smell down there. But I don't know if the, I don't even think their little gasometers. I don't know what they're called. I don't even think it was picking it up downstairs. But there's a weird smell.
I mean, they said they smelled gas, so
they did
so bad. Yeah,
they did. They said they smelled something, but they weren't aware of what it was. They said if it comes back, to call them again.
We call them all morning. Hey, boys, radio station again. Come on back.
They're like, you know what, Roy? We're not taking your call anymore. When somebody else wants to make a real complaint, then we'll come back.
Come on. I want to use my tax dollars today. Come
Roy,
on back.
Just look at the calendar. It's a lot easier for everyone.
Just look at the fire department.
Can I make a request? Can they just come in their pants and suspenders this time? Yeah.
I yelled out I wanted to play with their siren.
He did. There's a lot of young guys on that fire department too, by the way.
Yeah,
and my guess is that the older members probably have the day shift.
And all the young people have to do the night.
I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, some of these kids looked really young. Big fans of the MRL show.
Yeah.
A lot of them asking where Loren was.
Well, we told her she's a savage.
We said she's savage. She's, her and Nicole out there yelling at it.
I just never knew to evacuate. Nobody told me.
I saw Loren with a knife stab in the air trying to kill the
guy. You don't scare us. Wrath of Ren. Get out.
That's why it was gone by the time they got here. I scared it away.
Cass was like, okay. Anyway, all safe here at the 1520 South Boulevard. But
it's been a morning.
We did have a morning already. We have pictures of it up, too, at the MRL show on our store. You can see 4 fire engines here.
Massive amount of fire trucks.
5:30 in the morning. So thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out and checking on that.
Blocking the road.
We got so much to do today. It's awesome. I'm so excited. We got Hornets tickets for you. We're giving away 2 pair of Hornets tickets this morning. We're going to do 1 pair around 6:40 this morning. Tonight's game is going to have playoff implications. Last night we won, and if Detroit lost, we would have been in the playoffs. But tonight we need to win, and I believe Detroit needs to lose, and then we're in the playoffs. Also, we have a really cool proposal going on there that the seniors in high school, he's going to propose a prom to his girlfriend, so we're excited to do that at the game. So again, your Hornets ticket's coming up in just about 40 minutes, a little less than that. Up next, so we got to talk about Zach Galifianakis, the actor, who's from North Carolina, was on the Stephen Colbert show on Monday night. And all hell broke loose between North and South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, because Colbert's from down there. And Colbert mentioned Charlotte in the interview.
Oh, hey.
And he's like, whoa, 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 don't lob me in with those people.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a, I'm telling you, we'll have the audio for you in just about 10 minutes. You got to hear it. Stephen Colbert, North Carolina versus South Carolina on the Stephen Colbert show. We'll get to that in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
The show that almost didn't happen this morning.
Yes.
The dramatics.
The dramatic scene of a, we can't call it a gas leak.
No, we can. We just got a text message that said they heard on a traffic report that there's a gas leak on South Boulevard.
Oh.
A natural gas leak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So maybe it's just close to here and we were smelling it?
That could be.
We're so dramatic. We're like, it's our building. Evacuate us.
Yeah.
I did, though, when I came in this morning. I smelt it in the downstairs lobby.
I did, too, Loren. We're not wrong. I mean, they smelt it. It just wasn't, the meters weren't going off like there was a leak somewhere.
Right.
We're
right
not
there.
Ground zero. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, Stephen Colbert's show, he's from South Carolina. Zach Galifianakis is from North Carolina. And Zach Galifianakis was on the Colbert show on Monday night.
And evidently there's a war between North and South Carolina.
Oh, there sure is.
Listen to this.
Now, you and I have something almost in common, that you're from North Carolina and I'm from South Carolina.
Yep.
And people often mix up towns like that. Oh, to South Carolina. Oh, yeah, I have a friend from Charlotte. No, go to hell. Okay, very different states. Are you a proud North Carolina? Tar Heel? Did you call it Tar Heel?
I'm more proud of being from North Carolina than you should be from being South Carolina. That's
Wow.
Yeah, this is some inner Carolina fighting right now.
The funny thing is that they think we're joking.
We're not.
Do you really have a bias against people from North Carolina?
No, I only have a thing against your barbecue.
Now those are fighting words.
I know. These are the things. Like, I think we've received letters like from the governor of the state saying, come down here, taste our barbecue, and then I will punch you in the face or something like that. They're really mad at me down in North Carolina. I love North Carolinians. I love the Outer Banks. I love the mountains. I love everything about North Carolina other than that damn vinegar stuff that y'all put on the barbecue. You get perfectly fine, dry rub, smoked barbecue, and then you come in there and just... all over it. What are you doing?
What is a South Carolina barbecue?
There's a lot of different barbecue sauces, but the characteristic barbecue sauce South Carolina is a mustard-based sauce.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep. And then they go on a little more.
I just like barbecue.
Me too. Is it bad if I like both kinds of barbecue sauce?
Oh, I meant like I just like barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Like the...
I like the mustard and the vinegar.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm the kind of person that goes to a barbecue place, asks for, you know, my barbecue, and then I have 8 different sauces around my plate, and I just dip in everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of that way, too, because I lived in Memphis, and that's a third place.
But they're not vinegar. They're like the...
No, they're not vinegar.
Is it different than North and South Carolina barbecue sauce?
Yeah, their sauce is, like, really thick.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like,
sauce. I like it thick and sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling producer Nicole off the air that Stephen Colbert's dad died in a plane crash.
We've had for us to have such a big airport, we're very lucky to have very little plane crashes here, but on one of the 3 that has happened here, he was on one of them.
Yeah, in the 70s, maybe early 80s, I don't know, but they had just flown over Carowinds and they crashed after that. They crashed short of the runway and Stephen Colbert's dad died. So he does have his roots as much as he says. You're from South Carolina? I have friends that live in Charlotte.
I bet that does happen.
I guess.
I bet that does happen. Because I don't know if... I have family members in West Virginia and Tennessee. Well, West Virginia would get it. But I don't know if really Tennessee people and all them would understand.
Yeah.
Depending on how far out they are.
That would be like somebody coming in here, Roy, and being like, hey... they're from West Virginia, and they'd be like, hey, congratulations, our Cavaliers won.
Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah.
What?
No.
Not really.
You're Virginia. So, anyway, I thought that was funny. Lauren, are you ready to do dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
Despite all the craziness this morning, you're professional enough to have it ready? All right.
Absolutely.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
If you're not ready, just lie.
No, I got it. So, Ariana Grande, we all love her song, Thank You Next. And apparently she does, too, enough to trademark it for a possible beauty line. The beauty line would include perfumes, colognes, body lotions, bath and shower gels, as well as body scrubs and powders as well. Now, Selena Gomez and Niall Horan have been seen together lately.
Oh, yeah?
And they were at a concert, and people were, you know, obviously that sparked rumors that, oh, the two are dating. One insider says that, no, there's nothing going on romantically between the two of them. She just thinks he's great and loves his music, but she's not dating anyone right now. And John Legend, did you guys see this? He was getting. Remember when he said he didn't know how to swim and he needed to get swim lessons.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Is he going to Little Otter?
No, he has Ryan Lochte giving him swim lessons.
Ah.
So Ryan, the Olympic gold medalist, posted a video on social media, shared it, and said, "Not a bad way to start my week, swimming with John Legend and giving him some swim tips, getting him ready for the 2020 Olympics."
Oh my gosh, rich people!
Oh, he's getting ready for the pool rather than ready for the. Make sure you can jump off the diving board and get to the side safely. Uh-huh. Then we'll work on the Olympics, Ryan.
That's like, you know, I got a big karaoke night coming up. Let me call Beyonce. Maybe she can give me a couple pointers.
But that's a cool move.
I believe that's called Lori Loughlin.
I don't think so. John Legend and Ryan, I think, maybe just had a little laugh about it.
Of course
said,
they
we
did.
Should make a video. Sarah Gilbert is leaving The Talk. She's the creator and longtime co-host of the show. But, she'll be leaving after this current season. And she said, obviously, I love it here. And it's an extremely difficult decision, but I'm moving on.
I love it so much, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a change.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. And
whoa,
Katie...
What does that mean?
Not you two.
What do you think that was? She said, I feel you. I think that she dropped a little bit of a nugget.
I didn't. Just if sometimes you, guys find you need out, a change.
If what?
I didn't mean me personally. Never mind. That's your
dream. They're a scripted one-hour show, though. Like, I mean, well, they're not scripted, but you know what I mean? Like, they don't have the freedom that we do.
Yeah.
Right.
Every day, we're an empty canvas that needs to get painted. Sometimes the painting's Picasso. Sometimes the painting is Dean. my six-year-old son.
Most days, it's Dean. But you still listen.
And that's why we love you.
Hey, Dean could become some famous artist one day.
Maybe.
And these paintings would be worth millions.
That sounds like our bosses. Hey, you guys could be the biggest thing in radio here.
But right now, I need you to tighten up and go to break.
Play more music. Shut up.
Hey, what we are going to do is give away Hornets tickets for the game tonight. It's the finale, ESPN against the Magic. We have got to win to get into the playoffs, and we've got your tickets. We're going to play a game called Two Truths and a Lie. The three of us are going to tell you guys something about our past. Two of us are lying, or two of us are right, and one of us is lying.
All right. We'll do that. 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Mania Roy of the Rim Morning Show. It's time to play Two Truths and a Lie. Between the three of us, there's a liar hidden somewhere.
Megan in Cherryville, how are you?
Good, how are you? Terrible.
Terrible.
That's all how you say it, terrible.
So who wants to go first?
I mean, I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, Meg, try and spot the liar between Roy, Loren, and myself, and you'll walk away with some Hornets tickets for tonight's game, okay?
Okay.
All right. I, Manny, was a ball boy, one of those guys that chased tennis balls at the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
Hmm.
Is that a lie or is that true? Now, hold on. Don't give us your answer yet.
I hear the rest of us.
I, Roy, one time had an owl fly into my car while driving.
I, Loren, got so mad at Dallas last night that I put his toothbrush head in the toilet.
I know he was gone, and he just got home.
Yep, he's back.
So who's the liar?
Manny.
You think I was not a ball boy at the U.S. Open tennis tournament?
No.
That's what you're saying. I'm sorry, Meg. That's incorrect. I was in 1995.
And there's a wonderful video of you as a ball boy.
Mm-hmm.
They did a news story on me. No, that is incorrect. But now you have a 50-50 shot between Loren and Roy to win these Hornets tickets. What do you got?
Can you repeat?
Sure.
I, Roy, one time had an owl fly into my car while driving.
I, Loren, got so mad at Dallas last night that I took his toothbrush head and put it in the toilet.
Loren is the liar.
I am the liar.
Hey! That's good. She wouldn't do that. She's too nice.
I know you would probably expect that from me, but that's where I draw the line.
You didn't sound angry, Loren. Like, you don't have an attitude this morning, like a toothbrush in the toilet attitude. Congratulations, Megan. You're going to tonight's game.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So it's going to be tonight in Uptown. Hornets take on the Magic. Is that right?
Wow. Well, you.
Don't ask me where they're from. I don't know.
Orlando.
Okay. I was going to say L.A.
Hence the Magic. That's the Magic Kingdom.
So anyways, it's going to be the big game. And if they win tonight, they're going to go to the playoffs. It's going to be maybe.
They have to win to make the playoffs is a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Well, if they win tonight, that's not the only thing that happens has to happen for them to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to you. So this is, let me tell you what happens, Megan, because I know nothing about sports. We have meetings and they tell me, they dumb it down for me. And they tell me like this, the bare bones of what I need to say. And then I say it. Then you guys go, nah, it's not really right though.
Because what you're saying is, and by the way, Megan, thanks for calling and playing. And we'll see you tonight. Make sure you come find us. We're going to be out there.
All right, thank you.
Special 8 o'clock start. Tickets at Hornets.com. You can go buy your tickets if you don't win them.
I asked like three times yesterday. I was like, if they win last night and they win tonight, they go to the playoffs. And you guys said, yeah.
Listen to what I said and what you said. They have to win tonight to get in the playoffs. You said if they win tonight, they're in the playoffs. There's a difference.
I'm too stupid for sports.
No, you're not. I'm
too stupid for sports. I don't understand why there's such...
There's just so much
that has to happen.
Because
he's going to win again after this?
No.
Somebody else has to lose, and we have to win to get in. So, if both of us win, we don't get in.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So, technically, the Hornets have to win. If they don't win, there's no playoffs. But Detroit also has to lose. So, to say they have to win to get in isn't a lie. But to say if they win, they're in, that's not true because Detroit has to lose. You see?
There's too many rules with this. At least in football, you kind of...
No, it gets that. The playoffs are about the same in football. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to change gears. Up next, around 6:50 this morning, how to find out if the person you're crushing on is single. Some really Loren-like stealth ways to find out whether or not it's even worth going after him. We'll tell you how you can find out if your crush is single at 6:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren?
Yes.
This list, I think, is a really important list because you might have a crush in your life. You might be crushing on someone, and you just don't know if it's even worth your time.
That's fair, but these are, I feel like these are things that I preach all the time. Like, y'all think I'm a snooper because I check out people's Instagrams and I investigate, but this is important stuff.
Okay. Ways to find out whether or not your crush is single. Mm-hmm. How do you do it? Let me give you good music. Let me see. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So if you are crushing on somebody, you should check out their Instagram profile picture. Now, just because they're by themselves doesn't necessarily mean that they're single, but it's a good indication.
Oh, boy.
From the profile picture, you should then check out their bio.
I am by myself in my profile photo, and I am not single.
No, hold on. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're taken or single. Okay. It just means you're by yourself. But if there's only one person in the profile picture, check out the bio. If you spot a name that has heart emojis, that could mean that they're dating someone.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Or if there's a date or Roman numerals on there, that could be an anniversary. Then look at their photos.
Yes.
I think this is the most telling part.
Yeah, because I don't have any mention of family in my personal Mini Radio Insta bio.
Sure. Start scrolling through those photos. If you see them kissing or snuggling up to somebody, or you start to see a reoccurring face, that could mean that they're taken.
So if someone from another country looks at my Insta and doesn't know what's going on, they think I'm either married to Loren, Nicole, or Amanda.
It's a guessing game.
I'm close to all three of you in every picture.
Yeah.
And there's definitely more of you two than Sterling on my... Like, I think people would say Sterling's my boyfriend at the Maney.
I mean, you got to go back to October 25th of 2018 to find any mention of my husband on my profile.
That's awesome. Not that I don't love him.
It's not that I love him.
Hold on. October what?
Of 2018.
That is April, March, February, January.
You went the backwards.
December, November.
Wait, hold on. I might have found
another
one.
6 months.
Okay, wow. There's one in December, but it's of all of us together.
Okay. All right.
And you wouldn't know that I was married to him because he's standing behind me.
So what are other ways then? Okay, that doesn't count.
Okay. Look at the tagged photos. So if there's comments under them that say, like, dude or bro, then they've probably friend-zoned whoever's flirting with them on there.
Okay.
And then look for lots of flirty comments, because if there's lots of flirty comments, then they're probably single because nobody has staked their claim.
Unless there's flirty comments from the same person.
Right. If there's one person making the comments, then they're probably taken. But if there's multiple people, you're probably good.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. If you're crushing on someone, you now know ways to find out whether or not they're single. We'll put that up, too, at kiss95.1.com. Just get the Kiss95.1 app. You can jump right to that article and look it over with your friends today and have a few laughs, all right? Up next, though, we got to get to something super important. Did you hear what happened around the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Radio station yesterday?
No.
Somebody who works here went on a date and got ghosted during the date.
Ooh.
And then that person who works here at the radio station outed them on socials. Full face, full name. We're going to discuss this coming up in just about 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Your chance to win $1,000. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Next chance to win is at 8 a.m.
When you go on a bad date or somebody does you wrong and you take to your socials to out that person, it seems savage, but it's also very therapeutic, I think.
I think it's fine.
And necessary, because one thing that a guy did to a member, to someone who works here at this radio station, it was awful. I mean, it was just awful.
Yeah. If you outed someone on your social media, whether it was a bad date, a coworker, whoever it was, please call us and share that story right now. We need to hear your stories about this, because we're going to share one. 704-570-9595.
You know, there used to be a website back in the day that you could share your bad dates on, and like, you posted anonymously, but you called out people specifically so that people could get on there and see what that person did to them.
You're anonymous, but you call the person out by name.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you could call in to us anonymously, too. We're cool with that. 704-570-9595 if you added someone on socials. So Cameron, who works after us, our Midday Bay, I'm following her story this weekend, Roy, and she posts, "So I just went out for a coffee date to meet a guy who I met off of Hinge. And I roll in, and he's already drinking his coffee."
Okay, so you got there early.
So it's story, you know, she's explaining this in her story. So she says she was 5 minutes late. He goes, "Sorry, I didn't wait. I got my coffee." And she goes, "Okay, I'm going to get my coffee, and then I'll come right back. Is that cool?" He goes, "Sure." She went. She got her coffee. She looked back. He was gone. Totally ghosted her. So
I wonder what did it. Is it really the fact that she was only 5 minutes late?
No, because he would have gotten his coffee and left at that point.
Because then there was this also other weird side story of like, she asked if he wanted any sweets, and she would go get him like a pastry thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, I don't eat sweets."
Good point. Yes.
And which that seems like another weird reason to just abandon the date. Oh, she likes pastries? No, I can't be around her.
Like he was a health nut, yeah. And she wasn't into that. Whatever it was, they didn't connect. But he just got up and ghosted her. So Cameron takes to her story and says, "What should I do? Should I out him?" And everybody says, "Yes." I mean, she did a poll.
Yeah.
I voted yes like twice. And then so she goes, "Here he is, and here is his name on Hinge.
Oh, Charlotte, you're going to put it out there.
Ignore him and do not date him."
Are you going to? You're not going to.
I don't know his name. No. But that's what she said. "Charlotte, here he is."
Uh-huh.
"And here's what he looks like."
Yeah.
Full name and everything.
Good.
Nicole, you know his name?
No, but he follows us on Instagram.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Don't be mean to him. We need every listener we can get.
No.
What did Cameron do to this
so
guy?
I can see him. I just want to.
Yeah, what's wrong with Cameron?
Yeah.
Cameron, sir, we apologize for whatever it was.
I'm going to send him a message.
I wanted to do that yesterday. I was like, hey.
Nicole's going to put it in so I can see what he looks like.
What are you going to say in your message?
I don't know.
Are we really?
I'm just curious. Like, what was the problem? Why'd you ghost my girl?
Are we really not getting calls from people who, I mean, our phones are ringing, but nobody's getting put on hold? Is it 704-570-9595? You mean to tell us that nobody outed anyone on their socials?
Hold on.
Come on.
Calling out.
Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's just Austin Radio.
I don't see it happen too much where people out, unless at, like, Facebook, I see people out all the time, but not really on Instagram.
You have an aunt who just outed the entire church.
Oh, she did. Oh, my gosh.
Facebook.
Yeah. She is upset because someone is now running the church that she doesn't like.
And she put that person's name out there, right?
Yes. And they're like commenting to each other back and forth. And now the conclusion of it, my aunt's leaving the church after 4 years and leaving the state. That's how mad she is.
Oh, my gosh. That's impressive.
She's leaving the whole thing.
Yeah. So she put that out there with full name. And then that person whose name she put out, Loren, Roy was reading this to me yesterday. The person's name responded on the post.
Responded right to her.
And what did they say?
She was really, like, she was nice and was like, "I still love you. If you want to talk, let's talk," type of thing.
And your aunt ghosted her and didn't even respond.
No.
All right, 704-570-9595. Now we're getting calls in. They're starting to get thrown on hold there from intern Sydney.
So are we going to reach out to this guy, Loren?
Yeah, I think we just found the name.
I
thought maybe he blocked us so we couldn't see his profile
that'd
anymore.
That'd be a cool move. Okay, let's talk with Ashley in Concord. Did you ever out someone on social media?
I did. It wasn't a date, but no one was calling in, so I figured I'd call in and share my story.
It doesn't have to be a date.
It doesn't have to be a date, and I'm just surprised, but maybe Lorenz is right. Maybe this doesn't happen very often.
Well, so what happened was I was subleasing my apartment to a friend of mine, and she owed me $400 for the month, and she just kept putting it off. She was like, okay, once I finish paying my bills, I'll pay you, as if I, you know, didn't matter. It wasn't official. So month after month came by, and I just was not getting my money. So I called her out on each one of my social media platforms.
Oh, man.
And I had my money by the end of the night.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny stuff. So it pays to out someone.
This is Anonymous. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Who did you out?
I outed my husband.
Ooh, what did he do?
He was cheating on me.
Whoa, so you told all your friends and family, my husband did this? I mean, would you do post photos?
Yeah.
I did not post a photo, but the thing is, I had tried to make it work with him. We went to counseling, stuff like that, and he continued to do it. So I just got fed up, and I called her out by name.
You called her out and him?
Yes.
What do people comment underneath that, besides like, oh, sorry?
Yeah, well, I mean, they started creeping her page and things like that. And,
started trolling her.
Trolling her, stuff like that. Not posting anything on her page, but just kind of supportive.
Okay.
I can't believe he did that. And so and it got much worse than that. So I found out he was actually dating men as well. I did not post anything about that, however.
Right, right. Well, it sounded like he was into everyone but you, and you're better off for it.
Amen. Dodged a bullet.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Anonymous. Man. And it's therapeutic, too, when you out someone.
Yeah.
I would think.
This is Mia. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rent Show.
Hi.
Hi. So you outed your ex? Tell us what happened.
So basically, he broke up with me, and after that, I found out that he was talking to, like, 10 different girls and, like, messing with them and stuff. So I got really mad. So I decided to post a picture of us and basically, like, blasted him saying, oh, he's a hoe, like, he's mean and stuff like that. And a couple of my friends reposted it. So he's kind of, like, blacklisted now and no one wants to date him.
Did you feel better after you did it? Like, we're thinking it's therapeutic, too.
Heck yes. I felt so much better. And, like, knowing that people agreed with me made it a lot better, too.
Yeah, that's what Cameron said, our Midday Bay. Thanks, Maya. By the way, our Midday Bay, totally single, beautiful, tall.
Yeah.
And she likes sweets.
Yeah.
Okay. She's human.
And she showed up 5 minutes late, but who doesn't show up 5 minutes late?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, I will say that I think, like, if somebody cheats on you, it's okay to call them out, but just to call somebody out, no offense, Roy, but like Roy's family did, like, I feel like if it's a family member or somebody that you're close with, like, call them and talk to them.
Don't put your family stuff on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
or even really friends. It is great. It's great
I
from the outside
it.
Looking in,
put
but
it,
like,
put it out.
I wouldn't personally do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call a friend or somebody like that out. A guy who did me dirty, I'll put you all over, but.
What about the move where you say there's someone, ladies, or you just put a post out there. You're like, someone in my life. Rather than naming them, you do everything
knows.
But name. Yeah. Is that,
so everyone that you know knows who it is, but you don't ever say their name.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Is that okay? Or is that?
That's if like you're a subtweet on Twitter when you're like talking about someone without.
Yeah. So I have a friend. Yeah. You guys know Laura. My girlfriend. She's like super close with me, but she has a really bad habit of doing that. She will say, like, oh, I see you creeping on my profile, blah, blah, blah. And she'll call somebody out without saying their name. But she does it to friends. She does it to dudes. She does it to business people. And I'm like, we should probably dial it back just a little bit.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
Loren, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So I will tell you who the newest star that could be headed to a Las Vegas residency will be. And I'll give you a little hint. They're really busy right now. Like, really, really busy. I'll tell you who it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
How would you react if you were walking your, you were on the beach and you saw this handsome fellow walking his dog coming down the beach behind you?
Oh.
That might be Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah. X on the Beach was filming, and Bradley Cooper kind of photobombed the stars. And it was him, his girlfriend, their daughter.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is special.
I would be so excited. I would just not be able to continue whatever I was doing.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's a beauty.
Wow.
Katy Perry could be the latest artist headed to Las Vegas, and she's so busy right now between Idol and she's planning a wedding. But Katy was spotted touring the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and people were discussing the possibility of a residency. Now, she hasn't confirmed any rumors, but she also hasn't denied them either. The Crown. Roy and I love this show. If you haven't gotten on board yet, it's on Netflix, and it's about the royal family. But there's two seasons so far. And
I think you're doing royal stories just so I have to do my Queen Mummy impression.
I swear I'm not. Although it is all about Queen Mummy.
No.
But they have just found their Princess Diana. They've just casted an actress by the name of Emma Corrin, and she is going to be playing Princess Diana in the next season.
Oh.
Oprah Winfrey, she just donated $2 million to Puerto Rico as they still struggle to recover from Hurricane Maria.
Yeah.
And she said she was inspired by the work being done on the island. And $1 million will go to a foundation that's still helping recover. And then there's also $1 million going to the arts fund as well.
I get it.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she sure does. So while Felicity Huffman has already been one of the first to plead guilty to the college entrance scandal, Lori Loughlin is, she is just piling on more and more. So additional charges have been added to her, and she could face up to 40 years in prison.
What?
I guess there was some money laundering going on, too.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wait, that means her money was dirty.
Hmm.
How'd she get dirty money?
Follow the facts. Follow the facts.
Wow.
We shall wait and see.
I gotta say, though,
what did you get yourself into?
She looks beautiful. I mean, I'm seeing all the photos.
She ages so well.
Yeah. I'm looking at all these, like, criminal reports about her, and I'm like, she is smoking.
She's beautiful. Her kids are beautiful. I'm like, this is a gorgeous family.
You're facing 40 years in prison, but you look great.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, after 2 years in prison and she can't get her Botox and whatever else she's getting done too, maybe not so much. I don't know. But she does age really well. She's beautiful. She doesn't look any different than she did when she was on Full Out the first time around.
20, 30 years ago.
Lucky girl. That's your dirty.
Oh, man. Let's play Can't Be the Rent, 704-570-9595.
It was close yesterday.
It was close.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, it's rigged. The mafia's behind this.
Lori Loughlin's
behind this.
Because you should have lost yesterday. 704-570-9595. 82 wins. Call now and take Loren down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, Becky. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today. Welcome to the Mini Rory and Loren morning Show.
Morning. Thanks. Hi, guys.
Hi, Becky.
All right, Becky. Five pop culture questions. Let's see how you do.
Throw her out of the studio.
Take it out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going. Taking my coffee.
All right, Loren's leaving the studio, opening up the door, and
she's wearing that shirt where the buttons are in her back. It looks like she's wearing it backwards.
All right, she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the question.
Here we go. Becky playing for everyone in Charlotte. Oprah Winfrey just donated $2 million to Puerto Rico as they're still recovering from Hurricane Maria. What network does Oprah own?
I think it is.
There's a big clue in there. What network does Oprah own?
Oh, the, God darn it. Own network.
John Legend has recently been getting swim lessons from Ryan Lochte. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Camila Cabello is making her acting debut in Cinderella. What group was she a part of?
Fifth Harmony.
And Ariana Grande is turning her single Thank You Next into a potential line of beauty products. Who did Ariana almost marry?
Pete Davis.
In question five, rumors are floating that Selena Gomez and Niall Horan are an item. What Disney Channel show was Selena Gomez a part of?
I'm so horrible at this, but I'm going to say Wizards of Waverly.
place. I don't know.
Okay, here comes Loren. Come on in.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Becky got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, backwards shirt and all. Here we go.
Backwards shirt?
Your buttons are in the back.
I know. It's not backwards, though.
Oprah Winfrey just donated $2 million to Puerto Rico mm-hmm. as they still recover from Hurricane Maria. What network does Oprah own?
O-W-N. Yeah. Yeah.
John Legend has recently been getting swim lessons from Ryan Lochte. Who is John Legend's wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Who no doubt is sitting there drinking a champagne and watching. Camila Cabello is making her acting debut in Cinderella. What girl group was she a part of?
Fifth Harmony.
And question four, Ariana Grande is turning her single Thank You Next into a potential line of beauty products. Who did Ariana almost marry?
Pete Davidson.
Question five. Rumors are floating that Selena Gomez and Niall Horan are an item. What Disney Channel show was Selena Gomez a part of?
I feel like this is a trick.
Three?
Barney.
Barney. How did she do?
That's incorrect, Lauren.
She was part of Barney.
But that's not a Disney Channel show.
But you know what? Did I say Pete Davis? I may have gotten that wrong.
don't rat yourself out. If you won, you won.
Okay.
Yeah, you won. Lorraine, you got 4 correct. Our friend Becky got 5 correct. You are down from 82 wins down to 0.
Dang.
Because it was Wizards of Waverly Place. That was the Disney show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen. Congratulations, Becky.
Becky.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. Congratulations. I made it to 80 or 81.
82.
Oh, 82. But that doesn't mean anything now because you can beat Loren, Becky.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, congratulations. Sweet. We got that $250 gift card to Sycamore Brewing.
Whoa.
That we're going to hook you up with. That's one of my favorite breweries right there in South End.
Yeah.
So.
They got something cool going on this weekend, too. Maybe we can go out.
Yes, all right. Fest.
Congratulations, Becky. Way to go. Way to know Wizards of Waverly Place.
That was a total guess.
You got it. You guessed it right. Loren normally guesses right. This time she guessed wrong.
Yes. Barney Loren, by the way, is PBS.
Thanks, Becky.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Well, we give her a prize and we move on is what we do.
Like professionals?
Back
yes,
to one.
We do.
Back
it
to
is,
none.
Back to 0 wins for Loren. A brand new. For the next 6 months, we'll try to rebuild your record. But we're going to get to...
Loren had 82 straight wins, and then she lost to Selena. Wizards of Waverly Place, she'll never forget.
All right, let's get to Confession Wednesday. Hornets tickets on the line. Don't go anywhere. It is Confession Wednesday in 5 minutes.
Have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
Do our best not to judge. Yeah. Truly do. It's like free therapy. It's you call in, you get it off your chest. It could be something silly. It could be something a bit more difficult. But it is Confession Wednesday at 704-570-9595. And make sure you're sticking around because in 5 minutes, giving away $1,000 with the KISS Cash code.
So we want to say thank you for calling in and making Confession Wednesday one of our most popular segments here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. That's why if your confession makes the air, Producer Nicole is taking all the information down off the air. If your confession makes the air, we're going to put you in the running for those Hornets tickets tonight. It is a primetime game, 8 o'clock, ESPN, Hornets versus the Magic. The Hornets have to win to make the playoffs. So we want to see you guys there. Let's get down to it, Roy. Confession Wednesday. Loren, are you ready? Are you still shocked after losing and can't beat Loren after 82 straight?
Yeah, I am a little shocked, but I think I can move on.
All right. First up on Confession Wednesday, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. What did you do to your neighbor?
When I was about 11, I took a poop on his doorstep because he used to call the police on us.
You pooped on your neighbor's doorstep.
Yep. It was a good idea at the moment. Nowadays, I think about it, and I was like, we could have gotten in really big trouble. But me and two of my friends thought it was funny at the moment and at the time.
Oh, I think it's still pretty funny now.
Did you...
Just don't get caught.
Did you do the business on the doorstep, or did you do the business and then take it to the doorstep?
We did the business in the house and then took it to the doorstep. We did pretty much the paper bag kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
I'll teach him never to narc.
Thanks, Anonymous. Off to a hot start on Confession Wednesday. Real quick, here's another one about a neighbor, Roy.
Okay. This is Anonymous in Huntersville.
Hi there. So my five-year-old son has an electric dirt bike that he got for Christmas, and he likes to ride it around the house. And the other day, he lost control of it. He was showing off in front of some little girls down the street, and he hit our neighbor's house, and it knocked a huge hole in their hardy plank. Ooh. And these are neighbors that we hang out with all the time. Instead of doing the right thing and telling them, I unscrewed their metal hose holder off their house, and I moved it over a couple feet to cover the hole.
So what happens when they find it?
Well, they don't know. It got moved. The thing is,
I don't know. I don't know if they would come to me about that. I don't know.
More importantly,
my son saw it, so it wasn't the best example for
him. That's true. And I was going to say, you're not the only one that knows this confession. There's other accomplices who might spill the beans. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah, he's got some dirt on me, for sure.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Let's do another round. Let's try and give away $1,000 to one of you lucky people.
Yes, it's called the Kiss Cash Code. And make sure when we give you the code word, you text it to 45911. So let's do that now. And then we'll do another round of confession. 704-570-9595. Right after Halsey, you're going to hear the Kiss Cash Code. So if you want a grand, you might want to stick around for another 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're the Mania Boy on the Rim Morning Show with Kiss 95.1.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
All right, moving along with Confession Wednesday. By the way, let's
mention that if your confession makes the air, you're in the running for those Hornets tickets tonight.
Yeah.
It's our last pair that we have to give away. If the Hornets win tonight, they potentially could make the playoffs. So it's a big game, national TV, and the MRL show. We are doing something really cool there tonight. We're going to do a promposal for someone.
Okay.
Yes, live.
This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Boy on the Rim Morning Show. You would like to confess about people's grocery carts?
Yeah. Okay. So this is really so stupid, but it's something funny that I've done recently. So sometimes when I'm shopping, people will turn their backs and I'll take one item, a dry item, of course, and just stick it on the shelf. And when they get to the line, and they don't even know I'm behind them, they're like, wait a minute, I thought I put that in there. Wait, where did it go? It is just hilarious to me.
So you take something out of their buggies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
And
funny.
You're not stealing it because you're not putting it in your buggy. You're putting that item back on the shelf to watch their reaction when they check out.
Yeah, because my kids always put stuff in the buggy, and I'm like, I don't want that.
Can I be honest? I would never know. Like, once I go shopping, I would never know if you took something out of my buggy until I was home and unpacking the bag. And then I'd be like, wait, where's that, mac and cheese?
Yeah, it would take me until I got home, too.
Well, some people, like, for example, like, it was a bag of chips. And it was like, the lady was like, I swear I put those in there. And I was just like,
how do you take a bag of chips?
Safe.
The chips are so loud. Could you just... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you...
You just gingerly do it.
Yeah. He's not paying attention.
You could go the other way with it too, Anonymous.
Start
and
putting
put
things
stuff
in, there.
In. This way when it checks out...
I would notice that. If you put something into my cart that I didn't get.
Noticeable, right.
Like the pickled eggs or something like that.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Something
yeah.
The big, the, you know, something nobody ever buys from the grocery store that's always on the shelf.
Yeah.
Holy cow. What a great prank. Thanks for getting it on, okay? You're in the running for those tickets.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
This is Anonymous in Taylorsville.
Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing well. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
Well, we were younger, I don't know, probably 12, 13 years old. Me and my brother and one of my friends, we had a big tree house and stuff, and we lived in a little small town. Well, we were just out walking around in the middle of the night, probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, up to no good. And I dared my brother, and he never backed down from a dare ever.
Best brother ever.
I know, man, he was. I could talk him into everything, but... He was, I dared him to moon the next car to come by. So here comes the car. He pulls his pants down. He's jumping up and down as hard as he can, just smacking his butt. Next thing we know, we see blue light. And so we me and my buddy, we're gone. We're running down the dirt road, man. It's time to get back to the treehouse. Well, I look back. My brother's trying to pull up his pants, trying to run from the cop. He cut through a couple of the yards, and he made it back to the treehouse before the cop got down there. And he looked all around with a spotlight looking for us, but he couldn't. He never did find us, but it was a great adrenaline rush. A good lesson learned on what not to do.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Ooh, someone did something to someone else when they were sleeping.
Okay, Anonymous and Charlotte, go ahead. What's your confession?
Hi, how are y'all?
We're great.
We're doing well.
What's your confession?
So, I was dating this guy, and it was a pretty serious relationship, and he was in Seattle for the summer for an internship, and I was going out for the night with one of my really good guy friends, and we got really drunk, and so I ended up sleeping in the bed with him, but I never told my boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever tell him?
No, we actually ended up breaking up, but I told all my friends. I don't know if they ended up telling him or not, but I don't think I ever could because I feel like that would break his heart.
What was the reason for the breakup?
Just kind of distance, but
I mean, you weren't into him clearly because you were in, you know.
That was definitely a wake-up call that I didn't want to be in a relationship. Yeah. But
when you say you slept in the same bed, nothing happened?
No, we just cuddled, but still.
Well, cuddling is still, I mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be comfortable if I found out that.
That's what I mean.
Could you imagine? Well, sweetheart, I just held me while
I was shaking. Thanks, Anonymous. You're also in the running for those tickets. Let's see. Yeah, there's another grocery cart confession. I feel like we've done Confession Wednesday for 3 years now, and we've never got a grocery cart confession. Now we got two. All right, let's do this one real quick.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. What did you do with a suction cup?
Hey, hello.
Hi. Yeah, you texted us, and we got back in touch with you, I believe. Yeah. So go ahead.
So I found a fire cupping kit at TJ Maxx, and I wanted to try it out. So it's a giant suction cup. So I had them on my back, and they were doing great. So my boyfriend was like, hey, what if I put it on my forehead? And I knowingly let him try it. After about 10 seconds, I was like, you got to take it off. I take it off. He's got a gigantic hickey on his forehead the size of a tennis ball.
She sent us a picture of it, too. It is hilarious. She's not even kidding. It is the size of a tennis ball, and it's right in smack dab in the middle of his forehead. And you also said that he had something important going on the next day?
Yeah, so he basically, he's a project manager, so he has to talk to everybody at his company. He had a company-wide luncheon the next day and had to go to work with a gigantic hickey on his forehead.
He didn't wear a hat or blush?
Aww. So he woke up, and I was like, I'll try to put makeup on it. So I spent 10 minutes putting makeup on it. Didn't work. I was like, you just got to put a Band-Aid on it.
That is hilarious. And by the way, Anonymous, thanks for your confession. You did all that knowing that that was going to be the result when he put it on his head.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm looking at the photo. It'd have to be a big Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Hey, Anonymous, one more. This one is about the shopping cart. Go ahead. You're so lazy, you do what?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I went to the grocery store, and I wasn't lazy, but I was tired, and I was having a bad day. And I saw this cart, and she was finishing her grocery shopping, and it had the chicken and the fruit, everything I was basically going to get. So I just kind of took the cart, just checked out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You were like, hey, this cart's got everything a growing woman like myself needs.
Like somebody made it just for me.
I know. And I just looked at it. Now I casually will be walking through the store and I'll look at people's carts for like ideas, but part of me just wants to take it.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. So funny. Thanks, Anon.
It's
are you?
Okay, all right. Thanks, Anonymous. There you go.
Still to come.
And that person's going to be so confused. Like, who would steal my shopping cart?
But you know what? To be fair, they'll probably just think that somebody who worked there put it all back. Like, they were gone for too long.
I haven't put this much thought into a shopping cart ever in my life. And then today, now since 8 a.m. this morning, I've learned so much about shopping carts, or buggies, as y'all call them sometimes.
All right, Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So John Legend, he wanted to learn how to swim. He's getting lessons from a huge person in the swim world. I'll tell you who he's getting lessons from coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I let's just get to the dirty. We'll, because no one at this time understands what
I know.
About.
We'll fix it later.
I don't even know if we should listen to you anymore now that you've lost Can't Beat Lorraine. You have no credibility.
Well, listen. And a brain fart. I didn't know that answer.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so John Legend, he wanted to get swim lessons. Says he's, you know, a grown adult, didn't know how to swim. So Ryan Lochte actually decided to give him some pointers. And they posted a quick video, pretty funny. And Ryan said, not a bad way to start my week, swimming with John Legend and giving him some swim tips, getting him ready for the 2020 Olympics. So he's getting some pointers there.
Nice splash, John.
Good job.
There were rumors swirling that Prince William was cheating on Kate Middleton with her bestie. And Prince William is now telling media outlets, listen, I'm giving you fair warning. This is a rumor, and if you continue to report on it, there will be legal ramifications. So he is giving his warning to everybody to stop saying that he is having an affair with Kate Middleton's bestie.
I am warning you.
I like by warning people, we're now doing more stories on that accusation. Like, it's only caused people to talk about it more.
Not only is he denying it, but he's also warning people.
And Camila Cabello, she will be making her acting debut in Cinderella. And this is kind of exciting. I mean, everybody loves Cinderella. So this will be a big thing for her to make her way to the big screen and maybe segue a little bit from singing into acting. Speaking of remakes, there could be a Grease prequel in the works.
Whoa.
So they will...
What's the prequel to Grease?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Yeah.
They're in middle school.
So it's in development right now. But Summer Loving will reportedly have a little touch there on how Danny and Sandy's romance started. Okay. So we might get a little little look for before they all met.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have a What Lorraine Likes for you.
All right. It's where we find out what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have. What does Lorraine like?
So you know how everyone had cookbooks growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody really gets their recipes from a cookbook anymore. No. We get it from our iPhones, our iPads, and then there's nowhere to put our iPads or our phones in the kitchen. Well, I found a cookbook, quote-unquote, iPad holder for you in the kitchen. It's also got a hole to plug in your iPad to if it's needs charged. So now, instead of fumbling around with it and having to unlock it constantly and prop it up, now you can just put it on your recipe holder.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Thank you, Lorraine. There's a whole bunch of What Lorraine Likes up there, too. People love those, so you can go look at all of them. Hey, up next, we got to talk about Stephen Colbert and Zach Galifianakis. They did the Zach Galifianakis did the Stephen Colbert show on Monday night, and he's from North Carolina, and Stephen Colbert's from South Carolina, and they opened up a whole war between the two states, and I think the argument's legit. But then we played this earlier this morning. We got a bunch of messages from other people who are like, that's not the only difference between the two states.
Okay.
I think we got to visit this.
All right, let's take the Carolinas to war. If you got a problem with North or South, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Mm-hmm. We'll also try to figure out the beat between Zach Galifianakis and Stephen Colbert. It's all coming up in about 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If you're in North Carolina, if you're in South Carolina, we're considered the Carolinas. The Panthers obviously call us, you know, two states, one team.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of bullcrap. They're thinking about going down south to South Carolina.
Oh.
I like them up here.
Yeah, two states, one team, my butt.
Mr. Sports.
It better be called the Charlotte Panthers. Yeah. But, I mean, the same can be said for the Hornets. So there's Charlotte Hornets because they play in the city of Charlotte, but there's plenty of fans in South Carolina. And you know what's interesting is when I went out to Folly Beach two summers ago, I went to a bar, and the bar was like, your place to watch the Panthers on Sunday. You know, and I was 3.5 hours away from Charlotte. Right. You forget about it, the Outer Banks and stuff, you know?
Fans all over.
Well, Stephen Colbert's got a show on Monday nights.
It's called The Late Show.
And he sits down with Zach Galifianakis. Colbert is from South Carolina. Well, he explains it. Here, just listen to this.
Now, you and I have something almost in common, that you're from North Carolina and I'm from South Carolina.
Yep.
And people often mix up towns like that. Oh, to South Carolina. Oh, yeah, I have a friend from Charlotte. No, go to hell. Okay, they're very, very different states. Are you a proud North Carolina? Tar Heel? Did you call it Tar Heel?
I'm more proud of being from North Carolina than you should be from being South Carolina. That's...
Ooh. Wow. 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 Wow.
Yeah, this is some inner Carolina fighting right now.
The funny thing is that they think we're joking.
We're not.
Do you really have a bias against people from North Carolina?
No, I only have a thing against your barbecue.
Now those are fighting me.
I know. These are the things. Like, I think we've received letters like from the governor of the state saying, come down here, taste our barbecue, and then I will punch you in the face or something like that.
Nice.
They're really mad at me down in North Carolina. I love North Carolinians. I love the Outer Banks. I love the mountains. I love everything about North Carolina other than that damn vinegar stuff put on the barbecue. You get perfectly fine, dry rub, smoked barbecue, and then you come in there and just all over it with vinegar. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What is a South Carolina barbecue?
There's a lot of different barbecue sauces, but the characteristic barbecue sauce South Carolina is a mustard-based sauce.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay, there it is.
The Carolinas at war.
I will say a friend of mine, her uncle won the when the DNC was here a couple years ago, they won the official barbecue sauce for the DNC, and they were in South Carolina. The restaurant has since closed, but it was called Q2U Barbecue, and their South Carolina barbecue sauce was the official sauce of the DNC.
Wow.
So, and it was mustard based.
Yeah.
So that's the tip of the iceberg, y'all. What are our thoughts?
I mean, because even so, you know, we have the Charlotte Hornets, but the Carolina Panthers, they are good to both. We have Carowinds. You know, we have that amusement park that people from all over the country drive into.
Don't we kind of share that, though?
We do. Half of the park is in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And half of the park is in South Carolina.
There's even a line that you can stand on. You can stand in both states at the same time.
I've done like 3 weddings there, and I've had to make sure with the courts, they're like, which side of the park are you standing on?
Oh, that's cool.
And I have to make sure that I'm either on the north or south. And so, like, the Fury is on the North Carolina side.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get ready for this. Yes, okay. Let's find out who's got the better part of Carowinds Park, North or South Carolina. And by the way, we're all new to these states, and a lot of people we know have come to the state. You know, I mean, we've lived here for 7 years. Roy has lived here for 4. But for those of you that have lived in either North or South Carolina for longer, educate us on the difference, and like, is there really a feud between North and South Carolina that we don't know anything about? 704-570-9595.
You want to know what's on North?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So North side is the Fury, Starbucks, Vortex, Slingshot, Scream Weaver, Jukebox Diner, the Cinnabon.
Done.
The Carolina Gold Rusher, the Drop Tyler Tower, the Hurler.
That's everything.
Ricochet is on the north.
What's in the south?
Where's the parking lot?
The south has also a Cinnabon, has the Intimidator.
Okay.
Snoopy's Junction, Camp Snoopy.
Oh, where do we sleep, Roy?
Has the Copperhead Strike.
Oh. So do we sleep in South Carolina?
We slept in South Carolina,
Harmony Hall is in South Carolina. The Chick-fil-A at Carowinds is in South Carolina. The Carolina Harbor, the Dinosaurs Alive exhibit. The world's greatest funnel cakes is on the south part on the South Carolina side of the park. Funnel cakes.
I wonder if they strategically place things. Like, in other words, and we should talk to somebody at Carowinds because we're crazy and this is going to consume our lives for today. But like, okay, Copperhead, the Fury was the newest roller coaster. So do they think, well, let's put Copperhead Strike in South Carolina?
I don't know. Maybe. It's not.
Hey, Roy, is it 50-50 basically? Do you see a line down the middle?
Yes, I do. And it looks just about 50-50. I mean, it is smack dab in the middle of the park.
I wonder if we build a new football stadium down there, it would be so cool if the 50-yard line was the end zone. The 50-yard line was the state split. Line.
Yes, yeah, that would be cool.
That would be so awesome.
And one end zone's in North Carolina, one end zone's in South Carolina.
That'd be really cool.
How do we make that happen?
I prefer to stay up here altogether. Sure.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. North Carolinians, South Carolinians, tell us what's going on between you two. This is Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So which side of the battle are you on?
Well, I'm from South Carolina, Columbia, but I live in Charlotte now. I've lived here for about 3.5 years. And the biggest difference is that North Carolina lacks the Southern hospitality. There's a bunch of transplants up here from Chicago, New Jersey, no offense. New York, they don't have that charm and the hospitality that you would find down in Columbia. There's a bunch of jerks up here.
Whoa, Rachel, firing the first shot in our North versus South Carolina feud.
The war has begun.
It's true. Thanks, guys. Right.
Bye, Rachel. 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. What are we doing? We are talking about Stephen Colbert and Zach Galifianakis, who were together on Stephen Colbert's show on Monday night. If you're just joining us, here's a little bit of what happened.
Now, you and I have something almost in common, that you're from North Carolina and I'm from South Carolina.
Yep.
And people often mix up towns like that. Oh, to South Carolina. Oh, yeah, I have a friend from Charlotte. No, go to hell. Okay, they're very, very different states. Are you a proud North Carolina? Tar Heel? Did you call it Tar Heel?
I'm more proud of being from North Carolina than you should be from being South Carolina. That's...
Ooh! Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So we're starting the war.
Some fighting words.
The battle has begun. Are you on North Carolina side or are you on South Carolina side? Here in the studio, we've even made a list of the three reasons why we like North Carolina and why we like South Carolina. We'll go through that here soon. But let's bring in Brooke from North Carolina. Hi, Brooke. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. Which side are you on? I would assume North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, definitely North Carolina.
Why is North Carolina better than South Carolina?
Well, I lived in Blacksburg, South Carolina for about 8 months. And I'm telling you, that was what I would classify as hillbilly hell.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
I am not even kidding. It was like you could literally walk outside and see somebody playing a banjo. Like, that's how bad it was. And, you know, being from North Carolina, I'm so used to, you know, sitting on the front porch, drinking sweet tea or having a cup of coffee and reading the papers. Mm-hmm. And when you first walk outside in the morning and you're grabbing a cup of coffee and you see some guy on the other side of the lot with no teeth in and he's sitting there playing the banjo, no, I'm good.
Okay. Rooks says South Carolina That's has funny. More rednecks.
That's so right? funny.
But weirdly enough, go to...
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second, William. We're going to come right back to you.
Weirdly enough, go to Jessica in Gastonia. She says the exact opposite.
Jessica.
Hi.
Hey, what's your beef?
Okay, so we're not banjo for sure, but I have to say that, yes, South Carolina is very, I have to agree with her in a way that, yes, there's a lot of, like, hicks out there, but we're, like, redneck, like, hardcore bikers, hardcore, you know, just country parties. Stuff like that.
No, you're talking about when you say we, you mean North Carolina.
Yes, North Carolina, for sure. North Carolina, we know how to go out full force. There's no stopping us. There's no, what's the consequence? We don't care about that. We care about having fun and going for it.
Roy, Loren, you know what we have here? We have the definition, the difference between a redneck and being more country, as they say.
So that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that South Carolinians are more proper?
Yes, they
really?
Are more proper.
That is the exact opposite.
I know.
Of what the last girl said.
I know. She referred to them as hicks.
Yeah, no, I don't really agree with that. I've been living in Gastonia and Charlotte area since I'm 23. So I've been living my whole life here.
Yeah.
And I have my mom's best friend who lives in South Carolina. And I see their family and I see how they are. And they're all proper.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We go over there, my mom has to literally tell me, just to be talk good. Don't cuss. Don't do this because I'm reckless.
I feel like I agree with Jessica. As from somebody who's not from here originally, from Pennsylvania, then I lived in Florida for a while. But when I think about North and South Carolina, I think North Carolina is like more country, like four-wheeling, like out in the dirt.
Carolina Adventures is in South Carolina.
I know, but then I think of South Carolina as more proper, like tea party, like the old school Moss Oaks and like Charleston.
Wow. Now, it's very hard to generalize both states because they're geographically different.
I mean, we're in the South. So wherever you are in the South, there's a holler filled with hillbillies somewhere. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a pocket.
I mean, they're everywhere.
William is bringing in a historic angle. He's in Waxhaw. Hey, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Right on the border of South Carolina. If we build this wall, you won't be able to see your neighbor.
We're not building a wall.
Oh, we're not?
No.
What do you want to say, bud?
Hey, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, in Music City.
Mm-hmm.
And I always learned that Andrew Jackson's home was in Nashville. Well, imagine my surprise when I moved down here like 11 years ago to discover he was born here in Waxhaw. But then imagine my surprise even more when I found out South Carolina disputes that and says he was born in South Carolina.
What?
What's the deal with that?
Where's he from?
Nobody knows.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny. And the same thing with James K. Polk. Like, they know that he's in Pineville. They think he is. That's why you have North Polk Street over there, but they're not sure 100% exactly where.
Well, somebody needs to set the record straight. That's for sure.
All right. I agree. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll gather our thoughts. You guys can continue to call in. I'm loving this. North Carolina versus South Carolina. Which side do you lie on? And then Roy, Loren, let's the three of us give our lists.
Okay.
On what we love about both states.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that coming up just after 9 on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, Zach Galifianakis.
Let's try that again. Take two.
Zach Galifianakis.
In the song.
Was on the Stephen Colbert Show. And they started talking about how Stephen Colbert is from South Carolina, Zach is from the foothills of North Carolina, and that there is this feud between the Carolinas. And we asked you, our radio family, to call in, which side do you love more, North Carolina or South Carolina? We've gotten so many different phone calls.
We just got a text message that says South Carolina has very lenient traffic laws and motor vehicle laws. You don't even have to wear a helmet on a motorcycle.
Right.
South Carolina, their state bird is the wren. North Carolina's state bird is the cardinal.
Oh.
I find the cardinal to be the prettier bird, and I think that's the way I'm going to lean.
But really? Wren's the cooler name.
Nah, as in law.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying the roads in South Carolina are just awful.
Yeah, awful.
We all made right. a list here in the studio of the three things that we like about each state.
Yeah, Roy, why don't you go first and show us your cards. Tell us what you love about North and South Carolina.
What I love about North Carolina is uptown. I like how it's kind of a big city feel where it's not really a big city. I love that North Carolina has the Blue Ridge Parkway. And I love that the sports team has the light blue, and that's a pretty color for basketball.
Tar Heel.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a pretty blue.
Okay.
For South Carolina, I love their beaches. I love Charleston. And I love. Probably the reason why I want to retire somewhere down there is because they got palm trees. We don't have those in North Carolina.
Yeah, do better there.
As soon as you cross the border, you start seeing, like, palm trees not far down.
Loren, what about you? Your positives about North and South Carolina.
Okay, so North Carolina, I love the fact that we have the mountains and the beach. and you can literally get in the car and drive to either.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the barbecue better here. I like a vinegar-based barbecue, and I like the fact that we have pro sports teams. Now, I agree with everything Roy said as well, but those are my three. Okay, South Carolina, I like that Frugal McDougal is down there.
Yes, the liquor stores.
I like that you can buy fireworks in South Carolina. And I think they have lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Never lived there, but yeah. I heard that they do.
Yeah.
And I like that it's just a 3-hour drive to the beach.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's things that I love about North and South Carolina. First of all, North Carolina, we're on top. So that's nice. Michael Jordan, North Carolina. The whole Boone-Asheville area. Love that area of North Carolina. South Carolina, I love Folly Beach. I love Nikki Haley. I think she's super attractive and super smart. She was the governor there for a while. I love the gas prices in South Carolina.
Gas prices
Holy
are another,
cow.
Yeah.
And like Roy said, I also put down palm trees and alligators.
Oh, yeah, they do have alligators, yeah. Don't they?
Alligators aren't that cool. I lived in Florida for a long time. Pass.
Well, it's not like they come after you.
Oh, they do sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think that's fair. I think we put together some good lists.
Yeah.
Now, people are texting in.
Oh, yeah. I just got a text. South Carolina has better gas prices. That's 100% accurate.
North Carolina, this is from area code 980. North Carolina has way more class than South Carolina. Also, the bugs in South Carolina are big enough to eat your mom. Mm.
You know, I thought I wanted to move to South Carolina for a second until you read that one. I don't do bugs.
Somebody said that they worked at Carowinds, and on the South Carolina side of Carowinds, this is unconfirmed by Carowinds, the texter said on the South Carolina side, you could work at Carowinds at age 16. But on the North Carolina side, you had to be 18 to work there.
Huh.
State laws.
Interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah, we got another message about the palm trees. It's so true. I don't know what it is about a palm tree. I'm more relaxed.
Makes you feel like you're on vacation.
I'm happier. I wish. And by the way, I think that we can grow them. Can't we grow them here?
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not. Our weather is not that much different.
Well, South Carolina is the Palmetto State.
Yeah.
Oh, is that...
You know, that's their thing. Like I've seen palm trees here in North Carolina, and I want one, and Amanda's like, no, we're not... Like, she sees it as a beach thing, and she's right. So it's kind of odd when I see somebody with a palm tree in North Carolina, but you go right down to Fort Mill...
And they're everywhere.
And it's okay.
And it feels
it's a mile
okay.
Away.
And
it feels acceptable. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a mile away from the border.
And it feels... And you're like, oh, yeah, it's normal. It's a nice neighborhood with palm trees.
Another one, area code 90 texts in, North versus South Carolina. More barflies and ring chasers in South Carolina. Here's someone else who says South Carolina is more likely to legalize gambling first on sports.
Is that true?
That's what I've read, too. Wow. All right, Roy, would you ever really consider moving to South Carolina? I know you live in South End in an apartment, but you've also talked about maybe getting a place with you and your boyfriend.
I do want to retire in Charleston. Many, 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 many years from now. I love the vibe there.
But
I love that it's close to the beach. But would
or
I
is it too
there?
Far from the station for you?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. If we move this radio station down south.
Okay. Have a chat with the Beasleys.
Okay.
I mean, we were at one time.
We were going to go closer to 485.
Yeah. It would make more sense.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind living there.
Okay.
I definitely don't know if I want to live... no offense. I don't know if I want to live that north. I love the lake, y'all. I don't love the lake traffic.
I know. The traffic up there is pretty bad.
And it's expensive. That's where the rich folk are.
As usual, we say one thing too many with facts, and somebody texts in and says we have alligators in North Carolina as well.
Yeah,
well. I'm guessing out towards the...
Yeah, they're not all over the place like they are in South Carolina.
Right.
You can still stick with that comment, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you.
You know what's the best thing? We love callers from both states. That's what we love. We love you guys. The Carolinas. We're the Carolinas Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.